Democrat-run cities lead the way in population decline. By Simon Kent on May 26, 2022. Democrat-run Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City are leading the way in urban residential decline, U.S. Census Bureau population estimates released Thursday reveal. The data reveals 8 of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. lost population up to mid-2021. Specifically, between July 2020 and July 2021, New York lost more than 305,000 people, while Chicago and Los Angeles contracted by 45,000 residents and 40,000 people, respectively. The top 15 largest cities remained the same as in 2020, although more than half experienced decreases in their population between 2020 and 2021. New York, -305,465. Los Angeles, California, -40,537. Chicago, Illinois, -45,175. Houston, Texas, -11,777. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, -24,754. San Diego, California, -3,783. Dallas, Texas, -14,777. San Jose, California, -27,419. And Indianapolis, Indiana, -5,343. Although San Francisco's not among the 10 largest cities, almost 55,000 residents left that Democrat-run city, or 6.3% of its 2020 population, the highest percentage of any U.S. city. Among the 10 largest U.S. cities, only San Antonio and Phoenix gained new residents by adding some 13,000 people each, or less than 1% of their populations, according to 2021 population estimates. Reasons for population changes vary from city to city, driven by the cumulative impact of housing costs, jobs, births and deaths. The report highlights most recent departures came during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, however other factors are at play. As Breitbart News reported, inner-city crime is a common factor in major cities across America, with the problems besetting Chicago emblematic of how widely spread the problem of violence is. Republican senators held a press conference on Capitol Hill earlier this year to highlight how crime and homicide surging across the country are connected to soft-on-crime policies in cities run by Democrats. Crime is surging across this country, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said at the press briefing. Murder rates are rising. Assault rates are rising. Carjacking rates are rising. The crime that we are seeing surging across this country is a direct result of Democrats' soft-on-crime policies, Cruz said. Overall, 12 Democrat-run cities had record homicides in 2021 and 2022 has so far shown no respite from those deadly figures. The response of President Joe Biden to the growing problem is to blame guns. He met with New York Democrats in February, blaming the number of available guns in New York City for the dramatic rise in crime there. The president indicated Republicans were blocking gun control measures in Congress, allegedly allowing the rise in gun crime to continue. The New York Post reports nearly every category of overall serious crime in the city is on the rise in 2022. Citing police data showing an increase of 35.2% in crime compared to 2021. The Post observed Democrats in the state continue loosening prosecution guidelines for minor crimes in the name of criminal justice. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.